You walked in this place hundreds of times. What was it like walking in this time?
It was great. Good memories here.
Bizarre going to a visiting locker room for a change here? Did you know where it was?
I didn't. Honestly, I didn't. This was a different feel, but, you know, it's just thinking about tonight.
We've been through this night before with Lance and other guys. What are you kind of expecting here tonight?
For us to, more so just on us, you know, we just got to play some good basketball. Aside what the atmosphere is going to be like, it's about our team and how we're going to get better and how we can come on the road and start this road trip off right.
With the atmosphere like you. What kind of emotions come with returning to a city where you spent a lot of your career here?
It's a lot of, I mean, good emotions. You know, I got a chance to see a lot of people yesterday when we got in. And you know, just be around people that, you know, I've talked to, I've been around, I've grown up around here. So it was great. It was a great, for myself, it was a great reception coming here.
What do you anticipate it to be like when you walk in here and the fans that cheered you on for years will be booing you? What, I mean, do you prepare yourself for that? What do you anticipate that feeling will be like?
I'm in my comfort zone when I'm on the court. I might be nervous off the court being booed, but being on the court, it's my comfort zone. It's basketball, it's what I do. I'm not losing sleep over it. I'm living my dream, getting to play in the NBA and getting to play basketball. So I get booed. It's part of the game. It'll make for a good show, and I'm looking forward to it. Well, you know, ESPN.
When you see this Pacers team now, what impresses you?
I mean, it's they're playing well. It's no beating around it. They're playing well. A young team. I think one of the best things is you know, their ability to push it, having so many ball handlers, you know, they're good. You know, I can see the improvement in Miles, where he's taking his game. He's a lot more poised. Vic has been, you know, phenomenal here. And I would love to piggyback on what Vic said in terms of being compared to me. I don't think you guys or you know, Indiana in general is giving him the respect of, you know, I'm done. I'm over with. I moved on, and it's Vic time, and he's doing great here.
Did you get closure you needed or wanted from here?
Yeah, I did. And again, it was more so of you know, Indiana doing well, where they're at now. That was closure for me. At the end of the day, that's you know, when we reached out to the front office to tell them our plans, our future plans, it was to help them along the way and you know. It was bad at first, so to speak, that they thought, you know, with this trade, it wasn't going to pan out, but it obviously did. They got two great young pieces. So that was good for me to see that, you know, this franchise changed the locker room and going in the right direction.
You said, to piggyback what Vic said, but were you upset with the comparisons? Just you felt like they didn't give him the due he deserved?
Right. It's not right. You know, Vic has worked extremely hard on his game. He's worked extremely hard to get to the point where he's at. He was great coming into this league, and he's only been mentored by great people playing with Russ. Now this is his opportunity to lead a team, and he's being compared to somebody that was traded. He was traded for. You know, this is his team, and you know, let him lead and let him start this era on good, you know, terms. From what it sounds like, you guys are annoying him with the comparisons early. You know, let him live. Let this be his city.
Paul, what's one thing maybe that Russ has helped you most with this year? What's it been like playing with him?
It's been great, man. Russ is a competitor, and it's fun being on the court with a guy that competes every possession. He makes the game extremely easy for myself, for Melo, because he's a guy that you can't keep out of the paint, and guys like those are special in this league because you have to, you know, guard him with two people.
Paul, do you have any regrets at all about the way everything went down?
I think both sides, myself and the front office, would definitely like to have handled things better. I for sure would take ownership on that, but I have no regrets on the outcome. But you know, the process.
What would you do differently?
I know what. I would have changed, but I keep that to myself.
Thank you, BJ. Memory in this building?
Last one.
Those banners. You know, being a part of putting those banners up, with those teams. I think that's what I remember most, those teams that helped raise those banners up there.